me, like, taste at 3 pounds. That made me happy. Thank you. Now I'm going to adjust the mic. Okay, there. Is that good? We good?
Yes.
All right, thumbs up, yay. All right. So I haven't done a poetry reading in a million years, so sorry. Slash, you're welcome. So most of the poems I write are in some way about ghosts. I read a whole book that's largely about ghosts, so I'm going to read a poem from it. Because she does not know what is at the back of her head. Mary says she will know when her mouth is full and the water boils over. Filled with honey and apple seeds, she will become all at once the senses she never knew. She writes notes in black ink on the pads of her fingers, presses them onto library books or handles of coffee shop mugs. Mouth open like the sun, pockets stuffed with cattails, her eyes are widened to the letters on her fingers, pinhead bruises on her thighs. She feels voices like an undertow, and there is a hand that uncurls inside her like a fern, stretches and cracks, reaches into her throat. And I wrote a little chapbook with a friend of mine who lives in California. And they're all poems that are based off of, I'm gonna write some up, don't get it wrong, The Ladder of Divine Ascent, which is a monastic text from the 7th century about attempting to reach spiritual enlightenment. And she and I wrote these together, so it's kind of a mix of the two of us. When you peel back the hangnail, when you dislodge the arrowhead from your skin, notice how your teeth grit, how your pinked flesh hums in that moment before the blood comes. You have always known what you would do if the house caught fire, if the glass shattered. You have always known the shape of a man's mouth when he lies, how hot your neighbor's breath. This is not the final straw. This is not the step ball change you thought it was. When you carry the logs, they split and splinter. When you carry the logs up the stairs, soil crumbles. When you carry, you are cumbersome. What you cannot love, it cannot love you. But the fire will scrub you joyful, mark your third eye with indifferent ash. When the rat scurries across the floor, when birds explode from the bonfire, do not move. When your legs are tied in a pretty bow, do not cut them off. Do not follow the line to make them straight. When your head begins to tilt, your eyes cross, my dear, uncurl your back. The night is not always for sleeping. God is counting your prayers. He stacks them in a file like a clerk. When the klaxon wails, he already knows who you will save, the difference between your first phone call and the one you want to make. So peel your body back, the need for it. Keep your eyes open and get well. If I tell you enough times I am not hungry, someday I will be the one who believes it. So kind of how many poems I write anymore about cannibals. So I'm gonna read some of those. This Cannibal Island Tourism. That's about like an island the cannibals live on. You guys don't know. Whole thing. Cannibals on island. Good luck. Cannibal Island is home to some very popular tourist destinations. For example, they have the largest field of unmarked graves in the world. Cannibal Island also has some great coffee shop bar combos, because if there are two things cannibals love, other than the taste of human flesh, it's caffeine and liquor. Cannibal Island also has some delightfully lax open container laws, so you may sip bourbon from a to-go cup as you stroll through the field of unmarked graves. The Cannibal Island Tourism Board would like to assure you that doing so will make you look remarkably cool slash disaffected on Instagram. And we all know that is what's really important here. Sometimes the cannibals lie. They tell the non-cannibals who live on Cannibal Island that all other islands are full of James Francos. In reality, there's only one James Franco, and he has a summer home on Cannibal Island. They tell the non-cannibals who live on Cannibal Island they are trying to change Cannibal Island from the inside. They tell the non-cannibals that they are very concerned about the high numbers of straight white male cannibals on Cannibal Island. They open their mouths. It's all teeth, 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 teeth. If we're being honest, cannibals are pretty bad with numbers. A lot of non-cannibals move to Cannibal Island thinking that cannibalism is a lucrative business, but it is not. No one who is not a cannibal really cares about cannibalism all that much these days. Every so often, there will be a movie in which a cannibal is depicted poorly, but that about covers cannibalism in popular culture anymore. Sometimes the cannibals like to say that cannibalism is not a popular topic for movies and television because cannibals and the cannibal lifestyle are just too real. But deep down, everyone knows that it is not because the cannibals are just too real. Cannibal Island would be beautiful were it not for all these cannibals. Imagine the sun, but it is a heart. And the top of the heart has been cut away. The heart is still beating and blood pumps out in bursts. The other half of the heart is in the mouth of a man. His mouth is so large he could swallow the whole heart, but he has taken only half into his mouth. He bites down and the half of a heart in his mouth bends and molds in his jaws. And he might be drowning in the blood now, or he might be pulling a black veil over his face, but either way he is gone. Two more cannibals. On the title, it's just how many poems I've left. You have to know the worth of your flesh, the labor it performs. There is cash value for your bones, no part of the body unuseful. But if you are a non-cannibal, you may not know this. You might be happy just to have a house. You might be happy because you can see in front of you cupped hands filled with blood, but you cannot reach the hands or the blood, and you would not know what to do with them anyway. This is my last poem. This Cannibal Island dream sequence. Sometimes a cannibal wakes up to find they are a non-cannibal who nodded off at their desk. The non-cannibal wakes up to find they are a cannibal who went to bed with high blood pressure at a CPAP machine. The cannibal with high blood pressure and a CPAP wakes up to find they are the bones of a victim of cannibalism, attempting to discover empathy for their devourer. The bones of the victim of cannibalism wake up to find they are a 15-year-old girl from Ohio who tried to watch Cannibal Holocaust when her parents went out for the evening. The 15-year-old girl from Ohio wakes up to find she is a painter with weak hearing who sometimes sees visions of mutilated bodies when she closes her eyes, and sometimes when she does not close her eyes. The painter with weak hearing wakes up to find she is a deep, dark pit that has developed consciousness and awareness, but there is nothing to be aware of. They all, one by one, go back to sleep. Thank you.